It is our weekend headlines, so you never miss anything that you may have missed. Like, I saw a new study shows that pedestrians now officially walk faster than we ever have before.
Oh.
Except for that one person that's always right in front of you.
Extra, and that's, extra.
Yeah, that's scientific. You may have had a better chance walking your way through 377. So Saturday it was, and we knew something was going on with the Crescent Bypass and expected and scheduled for Saturday. And then it went from like it was going to be just morning hours, and then it turned into this is going to be all day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Crescent Bypass, northbound lane specifically, closed. And then intermittently, the southbound lanes would experience hiccups. And that's all because Landman was filming. They were
all
filming.
All roads lead to Taylor Sheridan.
There was, well, except the, I mean, this one stopped actually at Taylor Sheridan right there. So that forced everybody, and actually I do like TxDOT's notice on this. Let you know about north and southbound lanes. We appreciate your patience. But says, no worries, you can still take U.S. Business Highway 377 through Crescent. Open all day without interruptions.
Okay. Oh.
Except for that giant train. Oh, it was just like old times, wasn't it, guys? Just like old times.
Breaking news.
Oh.
Why do people thank you for your patience
only
when they never
day.
Even asked it?
Yeah.
I hate that. So it was the 19th annual Risky's Barbecue Rib Eating Competition last Saturday.
Yes!
Beautiful Fort Worth Stockyards. 30 people bellying up to that checkered tablecloth and eating for a solid 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Contestants were from the ages of 6 to 60. Skill was chance, and things got saucy as Richard Kofsky won his 8th championship.
That's right. 8th!
Ben Coyle came in 2nd. And there was a single named Kim. He just only goes by Kim.
Only.
That's it. Like Cher or Madonna.
You don't need
but
any,
of the rib-eating world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The grand champion walking away with a $500 gift card.
And immortality.
Doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Greg.
I want Richard on the show. So, opening relatively soon, it'll be September 13th there at Tarleton State University, the long-awaited new EECU arena. 7,500 seat arena, multi-purpose concerts and the like, and that's exactly how it's going to open up with the former Tarleton Stater himself, Coe Wetzel.
Woo!
So he will be, yeah, how about that to open it up right there? Tarleton State University's EECU Arena. So this, again, will go down September 13th. So really not that terribly far from now. And the tickets to be at this go on sale not far at all from now, this Friday morning at 10 a.m. There is a pre-sale going on today. You can find it on the internet. There's like 60,000 different places that have these links and codes and stuff like that. I don't want to convolute it.
Then you have to have the credit card, and you got.
And if you are an EECU member, then they will see you at a different. And there's different things, but Coe Wetzel going back. It's a homecoming right there for the EECUArena.com/.
So it's more sports in the morning with Heather Lee.
Yes,
we've all been waiting for. As the Rangers just wrapped up a 9-game stint at Globe Life Field, where the home team won 8 of the 9 games. How am I doing? Am I doing okay? Are we ready?
Yeah. So far.
Okay. Mark Phillips pointing out these were the first games after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Which is very similar to what happened in the 2023 games.
Right.
That was right before they won the World Series.
That's when they got
That's
hot.
A very big game.
Yeah.
Or 7. Yeah. He also hinted that we may have something sports-wise to get excited about before the Cowboys tank this fall.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So go Rangers. You were there yesterday for their win.
Oh, yes I was.
Hanging out with Jake Berger.
Oh,
look
at
that. My
new BFF. We got to sit up in the fancy seats in the little suite. And my family went, we were the ones who ate like half the buffet.
There it is.
They were looking for us, yeah.
Rangers won, by the way. Rangers won.
Little Bo was particularly impressed by two hot dogs, and he went back for tenders.
There you go. Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Red hot right now. In the other sports world, Alabama, the state of Alabama, is trying to be the first to ban the budding sport of slap fighting.
Thank heaven. Someone's got to do it.
Well, the National Association of Slap Fighters have actually said that they take this as an offense and they find it a slap. Okay, I see what they did there. See what they did there. Meanwhile, donations to NPR have surged since Congress cut its funding. The downside is now they have to send out millions of tote bags.
Oh, dear.
And over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, he turned 82 this past Saturday. And after everything we went through last week with losing so many icons of our childhood in the 80s and Ozzy and Hulk, Mick Jagger turned 82 Saturday by throwing a wild birthday bash at a London club, star-studded, that was shut down by the police for being too rowdy. There it is. All is right with the world. Thank you, Mick Jagger. There you go.
Morning, Texas. And a special shout-out to all you Hank fans that are stuck there at the railroad tracks in Crescent.